Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Tzadi Ches, Baba Kama 98a, pagination is 195. Starting from the fourth line, Omar Rabba, Rabba said, Hazorek Matpeo Shal Chavero Liyama Godol. A person throws the coin of his friend into the sea. Potter. He's going to be potter. He is not obligated in the earthly court. He may have done a terrible thing, but according to Rabba, we are not able to obligate him to pay for that coin. My taima. Why? Omar hamanach kamach. The coin is still there. Ibois shakle. If you want, you can get it. Now, there's a lot to think about over here. The coin indeed still exists, but it's not accessible. But, manach kamoch, you could see it. Vahani mili, I'm only giving this ruling, bitzelulin, if the water is clear, dekachazile, because you could see it. And the whole issue over here is that you need a good swimmer. You have to hire a diver in order to get it. Avalachurin, but if it's murky water, delokachazile, that we don't see it, and we have no recourse to start solving this problem, lo, in that case, I would agree that you have to pay the coin, because you've made the coin disappear. You've made it impossible to access. But again, the ruling of Rabba is that there's like a technicality here. If it's clear water and we could see the coin, just that only an expert would be able to go get it, and that's going to require payment of money to the expert to do the dive, so then that money that's being paid is separate and apart of the coin that's under discussion. It's called groma. It's called causing damage. But I didn't intrinsically damage your item. And this could be extrapolated in a variety of ways. What happens if a person loses someone's key to a safe or purposely throws the key away? So now everything that's in the safe is not accessible, but it's not intrinsic. It wasn't the key that's worth $1 million. It's that now I'm going to have to get an expert to break the safe open. So causative damage, Rabba is saying, if it's clear water, you could still see it. You just have to hire somebody. Well, that's a cause, but that's not an intrinsic damage, and Rabba held you were potter. He concedes, let's repeat, if it's murky water, then the coin is gone, and he is obligated to pay for it. Vahani mili, one further provision, the adye aduye, that he hit the person's hand, and that's how the coin came to fly into the water. Avoshakle bidei, but if he took the coin into his own hands, which was the original wording of the Gemara, hazorek, he throws the coin. He's holding the coin and he throws it. That's migzel gazle. That's considered theft. Hashava boi meved, and he has to do a hashava, a return, and the onus of getting that coin from where it is now to the hands of the owner is on the person who did this damage, and therefore he's going to end up having to pay for the coin. So again, murky water, or he picked it up, that's considered a theft, and it's considered chayiv. But Rabba has a position that if it's mayim tzelulim, clear water, it's there. I didn't do anything to you. It's going to cost you. But that's groma. That's cause. That's not intrinsic damage. Interestingly, the Mechaber in Simen Shin Pei Vav starts off the Simen very dramatically by saying, we hold like Reb Meir, de do'in dina de garmi. We hold like Reb Meir, who says that causative damage, if it's of a more direct type, that you touched the item itself, you're going to be chayiv. Lefikach, the Mechaber says, hadochef matbea shel chavero, if a person pushed the coin of his friend, at sheyored liyom, until it fell into the water, chayiv, he's going to be obligated, afal pi shelo higbio, even though he didn't pick it up. And the Be'er HaGola points out, the point of this Mechaber is even if it's clear water. Because the Mechaber is saying, we paskin like Reb Meir, who apparently argues on this statement that we had in the Gemara here of Rabbah, and he holds that you are chayiv for such a behavior because it was directly, your act was directly impacting the coin in the manner in which the deed was done. So, to review, we have Rabbah, who says that if it's Mayim Tzelulim, clear water, you're not obligated in the earthly Bezdin, because it's causative. We have the Mechaber, who says, thank you for the Shita of Rabbah, but we don't paskin like Rabbah, we paskin like Reb Meir, and therefore it's a case of Da'in Dina Digarmi, and direct causative damage, we can judge in the earthly Bezdin. However, the Ramah in Sif Gimel writes, V'yesh Omrim, the dissenting opinion is, D'ze Mikri Grama, that this case of a coin in clear water is called Grama, not Garmi, direct causative damage, but more indirect causative damage, and therefore it's Benizakin Potter, he's going to be absolved, we're not going to be able to enforce it in the earthly court. Keep in mind that part of the issue over here is that the cost which he wants to charge him is for the diver. He's not charging him that on some level the coin lost value. He's charging him for the diver. And that's this debate if it's Grama or Garmi. The Pische Choshen in Nezikin, Perek Gimel, footnote Mem Dalid, presents an interesting case. Hamafazer chafotzim shel chaveru shadarkom liyos mechunasim. A person spreads items of his friend that are normally gathered. The person has, for example, a store, and he's selling 100 pieces of construction paper, and he has them rubber banded. And someone comes in to do him damage. Guy is very angry with him. He pulls off the rubber bands, and he flings the paper across the store. Ve'efshe lachzor ulechontzam ayidei hotzaus. It's going to cost a worker in order to bring it back to its point where it can be sold as a bundle. And the Pische Choshen suggests that although this seems similar, I didn't cause you any damage, it's just that you're going to have to hire somebody to fix, but essentially all the paper is here. He says that comparison is not correct, because the item has indeed changed. Until now it was called a bundle, and now it's called individual papers. And in order to restore it to a bundle, which is a different product, it's going to require costs, and those costs are the responsibility of the person who did the damage, because he has fundamentally changed the item. Whereas, in the case of a coin, it remained a coin. The question was, did we have access to it? Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.